ليشهدوا منافع لهم ويذكروا اسم الله في أيام معلومات على ما رزقهم من
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونصلي ونسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد, dear respected brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to a new episode of this series where we are discussing the virtues of the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. We are also discussing the acts that we can perform and do during these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Remember, brothers and sisters, now that during these days we focus more on the acts of ibadah. Once we talk about acts of ibadah, it doesn't mean that we are not concerned about what is happening around us. It doesn't mean that we are not concerned about politics. It doesn't mean that we are not concerned about social problems in the society. However, because of those 10 days, because of the virtues of those 10 days, we focus more on the acts of ibadah. Remember this. Now, we mentioned that there are a number of acts to be done during those 10 days. And remember that we mentioned Hadith Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us to do plenty of tahleel, takbir, and tasbih, of saying, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir, saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and saying, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Whatever form it takes, it is flexible. This introduces us smoothly to the issue of dhikrullah jalla wa ala, remembering Allah jalla wa ala. Now, once we talk about remembering Allah jalla wa ala, we are talking about one of the very virtuous activities of or any human being can do. Subhanallah, very virtuous. Look at this hadith of Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this hadith said to the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, should I tell you about the best of your deeds? It is better than meeting your enemies, where you strike their necks and they strike your necks. Means you kill them for jihad and they kill you for jihad. And you die as martyrs. And is better for you than spending gold and silver for the sake of Allah Jalla wa Ala. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, were amazed. What is this activity or this act that is better than jihad? That is better than spending silver, gold for sabilillah, for the sake of Allah Jalla wa Ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, dhikrullah. Subhanallah. Remembering Allah Jalla wa Ala. Allah Jalla wa Ala praised those who make dhikr of him, الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. Allah جل وعلا praised them a lot. This dhikr, Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, when he explained this hadith, although this hadith is not in Sahih al-Bukhari, but it is an authentic hadith, Ibn Hajar said that how come the dhikr of Allah Jalla wa Ala, or this dhikr, is better than jihad fi sabilillah, is better than spending for the sake of Allah Jalla wa Ala? Ibn Hajar said, yes, this dhikr is the dhikr where your heart is being connected to Allah Jalla wa Ala and is making remembrance of Allah Jalla wa Ala, is remembering Allah Jalla wa Ala, and your tongue is doing that as well. So it is not the dhikr by the tongue, it is the dhikr by the heart, first of all, then by the tongue. When both of them are making dhikr of Allah Jalla wa Ala. He said this type of dhikr, it means that the person is connected to Allah Jalla wa'ala by his heart. He's always connected to Allah Jalla wa'ala. And once we say that the heart of the person is connected to Allah Jalla wa'ala, then we are saying the king of the body is connected to Allah Jalla wa'ala. The king of the body, the leader of the whole limbs, is connected to Allah Jalla wa'ala, which means that he is the one, or this leader is the one, to command the limbs to do whatever he commands them to do. And once the heart is connected to Allah Jalla wa'ala, the heart will command the limbs, command the body to go for jihad fi sabilillah, will command the body to spend for the sake of Allah Jalla wa'ala, to command the body to perform the salah, to command the body to do some other activities. In fact, once the heart is remembering Allah Jalla wa'ala, is connected to Allah Jalla wa'ala, means the heart has nothing except Allah Jalla wa'ala. It's not concerned about anything except Allah Jalla wa'ala. Means that the heart is seeing nothing but Allah Jalla wa'ala. Subhanallah al-Azim. What does that mean? It means that, let us repeat it, the heart does not see anything except Allah Jalla wa'ala. This means the level of ihsan. Remember, brothers and sisters, in Hadith Jibreel, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked by Jibreel about Islam, about Iman, which is of a higher degree, and about ihsan, the perfection. Ihsan is what? أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى. You worship Allah Jalla wa'ala as if you see Allah Jalla wa'ala. If you don't see Allah Jalla wa'ala, as was mentioned is in the hadith, Allah Jalla wa'ala sees you. So, what does that mean that you worship Allah Jalla wa'ala as if you see Allah Jalla wa'ala? As if your heart seeing Allah Jalla wa'ala always. And once you worship Allah Jalla wa'ala with this kind of atmosphere, then it means that you will try to please Allah Jalla wa'ala in every single step that you take. And that is the highest grade in Iman. And that's why this grade is better than jihad fi sabilillah, is better than the other activities. Why? Because this level of Iman, this ihsan, is the one that motivates you to do anything that Allah Jalla wa'ala will be pleased with. Subhanallah al-Azim. And that is the real meaning of dhikr, brothers and sisters. Let us not fool ourselves thinking that certain types of dhikr, as some people do, where they just move and dance, etc., they think that is dhikr and that is of the highest grade. No. The real dhikr is the dhikr by the heart, and then the tongue follows that. That is the real dhikr. So once your heart is with Allah Jalla wa'ala, it means that you are making dhikr of Allah Jalla wa'ala. That's why the other hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Jalla wa'ala says, أَنَا مَعَ عَبْدِي إِذَا ذَكَرَنِي وَتَحَرَّكَتْ بِي شَفَتَهُ. Allah Jalla wa'ala will be with the person once the person, he or she, remembers Allah Jalla wa'ala and his tongues moved to remember or to mention the name of Allah Jalla wa'ala. And that's why all the ahadith that talk about the virtues of dhikr are talking about this type of dhikr. The dhikr between the dhikr that both contribute to, or both are doing, the heart and the tongue. Now, this doesn't mean that the dhikr by the tongue is not a virtuous activity. No, in fact, it is a virtuous activity. However, brothers and sisters, let us not think that it is as virtuous as it's supposed to be, or let us not think that the reward of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned for dhikr is just the dhikr by the tongue and the heart is heedless. For example, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, to say subhanallah walhamdulillah wallahu akbar is better than ma tala'at alayhi shams, is better than the whole life, is better than the whole life that we are living in. Subhanallah al-Azim. These three statements? Yes, these three statements. Whether we say that the dhikr of Allah Jalla wa Ala, those statements were made as a dhikr of Allah Jalla wa Ala by the tongue or by the heart. If we say this or this, still those statements, even if they were said by the tongue, provided that the person does not believe in contrary to those statements, still those statements are better than the whole line. Now, if that is the case, brothers and sisters, do we stop making dhikr of Allah Jalla wa Ala? Wallahi, we will never stop that. And that's why in the hadith Abi Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the people of Jannah regret nothing except regretting a minute or a few seconds or some time they did not make dhikr of Allah Jalla wa Ala. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Lahul mulk wa lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. In Jannah, while we are in paradise, we will regret. Yes, we will regret. Why? Because once we see gardens, once we see properties, once we see palaces, once we see wives, once we see maids, once we see children, and we ask Allah Jalla wa Ala, how we were given those things? And we were given those things by what? By the good deeds. And some of them, we were given them by the dhikr of Allah Jalla wa Ala. So, this will encourage us to do more dhikr and more dhikr of Allah Jalla wa Ala. However, let us remember, the dhikr of Allah Jalla wa Ala is not an absolute activity. It is a relative activity. So when jihad comes, the dhikr of Allah Jalla wa Ala is jihad. When we are free and we don't have any other compulsory or obligatory activity to do, then the dhikr of Allah Jalla wa Ala is the remembrance of Allah Jalla wa Ala by tongue. When the time of sadaqah comes, the dhikr of Allah Jalla wa Ala is to give the sadaqah. Remember once what we say, that the heart is connected to Allah Jalla wa Ala, and it motivates the person to do dhikr of Allah Jalla wa Ala, to do activities to please Allah Jalla wa Ala. Let us come to the end, or we came to the end of this episode. However, I would like to advise you, brothers and sisters, that in those 10 days, increase the remembrance of Allah Jalla wa Ala by all means. Jazakumullahu khaira. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wan ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika laka labbaik.